A news report on Slovakia's TV Markiza on the revelations that Russia had flown military equipment to Serbia down the eastern flank of the EU in contravention of EU sanctions introduced after the annexation of Crimea. In claims first made by the Politico website and later picked up across the region, Moscow circumvented the sanctions by using a Russian-registered civilian cargo firm named as Aviacon Zitotrans to fly the shipment from the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad on the Baltic coast to a military base in the Serbian city of Nis. The cargo manifest allegedly described the shipment simply as vehicles, but Serbian TV reports showed that what actually arrived were Russian-made BRDM-2 amphibious armored patrol vehicles, mounted, whether in Kaliningrad or Serbia is unknown, with heavy machine guns. Viktor Serebriako covered the story for TV Markiza.
It was actually kind of twisted. We wanted to ask our Minister of Defense, but they told us that they don't approve such flights like this, and told us to ask Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Over there, we spoke with a couple of officials, and they told us that this was officially a civilian flight, and that when it's a civilian flight, that Ministry of Foreign Affairs don't have to approve such a flight. So then we asked our Ministry of Transportation, and they confirmed that they know about this flight. They told us that all their paperwork was all okay, and that this company told that there are no guns and no arms on this air flight. So officially, they had no chance to stop this flight.
There was a similar laconic response from the Hungarian authorities, while Serbia's president was quoted by Politico as saying the most important thing was that his country had managed to transport the vehicles to Serbia, and how they arrived there was Serbia's business. So was this an isolated incident, or is it likely that Russia is regularly using civilian cargo contractors to fly military equipment through EU airspace? Yaroslav Naď is a former senior Slovak Defence Ministry official and now a defence expert for the centre-right opposition. I caught up with him by phone on the campaign trail.
It's very difficult to say whether Russian Federation is using this kind of allies to get its military material or military vehicles to various parts of the world. We can say that at least we have one proof that Russian government decided to do so, and it would not be surprised if they do like this very often.
Politico also reported that Moscow had initially tried to ferry a larger shipment of tanks and armoured vehicles from Russia to Serbia via the Black Sea and the River Danube, but the Romanian Foreign Ministry blocked the cargo, citing the EU embargo. The European Commission, meanwhile, told DW what they told Politico. In a written statement, the Commission said it had seen the reports, and without commenting on specifics, the implementation of EU restrictive measures was the responsibility of EU member states. And there it seems the matter rests, at least until the next shipment is caught. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.